In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the votive Mass of the Holy Cross, and this Mass tells us how Christ was abandoned by the world, but gained the final victory on this precious cross, bringing salvation and chance of heaven to whole mankind. Today I'll tell you about today's saint, Saint Germanus, who lived in the 7th century in Germany. And his life is very fascinating and even adventurous, and reading about him reminded me of those stories of my childhood when I was a little boy. My mother used to read me lots of stories from the old storybooks, like Brothers Grimm or Hans Christian Andersen, and they usually presented to children a good and noble hero who was waging war or fighting against the bad guys of the story. And today's Saint Germanus had lots of bad and evil people who were fighting against him, and his life truly was adventurous. But unlike in the stories, the real life saint was put to death because he defended Christ's cross and he defended good. So he became, Saint Germanus became a martyr, and even though it might seem to the world that his life was a failure and ended in defeat, in truth, just like the life of Christ and ended on the cross to victory, so also the life of this saint, even though it ended being put to death, was a true martyrdom and victory for God's religion and our Lord's cross. Saint Germanus was a son of a rich senator in Trier, which nowadays belongs to Germany, and even when he was very young, he was put under the care of a holy bishop of Trier named Modoald, and this bishop gave young Germanus the best and most holy education. So when Germanus was 17 years of age, he decided to abandon all the pomp and richness of the world and present himself to the monks to worship and adore Christ in a holy religious life, away from the worries and temptations of the world. He first retired in the desert under the guidance of the holy monks there. But when the time was ripe, Saint Germanus made great progress in his spiritual life, and he also convinced his younger brother, called Numerian, to forsake the world and to live in this holy hermitage. Saint Germanus became well known for his humility, obedience, and his ardent zeal for penance and religion. And his greatest desire was to make own spiritual progress, to do everything which for man's weak nature was possible, to gain sanctihood and to become a saint. And after some time passed, he moved to another monastery, of which he eventually became the abbot. This monastery was located in the city of Grandval, which nowadays belongs to Switzerland, and it had been founded by one Duke Gando, who was a very, very wealthy man, but who, like Saint Germanus, had vocation from God to serve him and to serve God and give him reverence in the state or in the monastery. So he abandoned all his money and established the monastery in Switzerland. But now the troubles and tribulations of Saint Germanus started. This new monastery, which this holy duke had established, was still in the lands of that great family. And this duke had an evil brother named Boniface, and this evil brother shared none of the duke's respect for religion or for piety, but instead, just like in the storybooks, was an evil king who wanted all the richnesses and all the good things of his subjects to himself. When he became to power, the good people of the city and of the neighboring areas got no moment's peace. This evil duke oppressed both the monks and the poor inhabitants with his daily acts of violence and cruel tyranny. Saint Germanus, who was the abbot of this monastery, was willing and ready to bear all private injuries which was done to him. All this he bare in silence and humility, but his heart was with the poor oppressed people of the neighboring area, and often he tried to pursue this evil prince to change his conduct, to listen to the pleas of the poor and follow the rules and commandments of God, which tell to treat everyone with charity and for rulers to show kindness and mercy to their subject. The duke had thrown the magistrates or official of several villages in the prison, and this way was now the tyrant or the sole dictator of the whole area. And because he didn't care about religion, Saint Germanus and his monks were in great danger. So it then happened that when he was one day ravaging their lands and plundering their houses at the head of a troop of soldiers, Saint Germanus publicly went to see this cruel prince to entreat him to spare a distressed and innocent people. The duke listened this time for once and promised to cease, but all this was to set trap to Saint Germanus. While he was one day walking back to his monastery from saying his prayers, he had a companion with him, and the soldiers of this evil prince captured him and his companion and put them to prison. In the prison they stripped them, and while they were at their prayer, pierced them both with lances. This the cruel duke did because he saw that Saint Germanus represented everything good which was true and holy in Christ's religion, and because of this he was put to death, and Saint Germanus became one of the numerous martyrs in heaven. This murder happened in the year 675, and the faithful of the area built a magnificent shrine for relics for Saint Germanus, which unfortunately was destroyed in the Reformation almost 1,000 years later. Dear children, these righteous men, Saint Germanus and his companions, were the true witnesses of the justfulness and charity of Christ's cross. They were willing to bear every trouble and tribulation which was due to come to them personally, but they were never silent when it became to defending their weaker brethren, or defending the property of the church, or defending the truthfulness and justice. as I said, their life ended to their killing, so it might seem as a failure, but that was the greatest victory of God's holy religion, that these two men were willing to sacrifice themselves in order to defend religion and charity, which is due to the poor. Remember their story today while we have the Mass of the Holy Cross, and remember that every tribulation which you might face in life becomes a sweet yoke that is easy to carry when you know and remember that your whole life centers around the cross, and you are carrying that cross with patience, but most of all with trust that one day after carrying this cross, you, like Christ himself, will rise up in triumph, and then that cross is not anymore a sign of cruel torture and execution, but a glorious sign of the triumph of God and his justice and his holy religion. Saint Germanus, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.